This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert, and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
Probably the intensity, not only in the races, but in qualifying.
You know, there was no one thing that stood out. We're all pretty similar across the four cars, and I think that was evident because we're all, you know, not where we wanted to be.
Come out of the weekend, go, okay, so the pace is there or thereabouts, so, you know, we can obviously continue to work on that.
So sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now.
Welcome to Inside Supercars, Tony Whitlock and Craig Revell, and we're talking now with the first of our men in our rookie review for 2024, that being Aaron Love. Welcome to the show again, Aaron. It's terrific to see you and hear from you, but more importantly, one weekend down and, gosh, tough times.
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a tough weekend, but probably glad that it's over. But yeah, there's probably a lot that I can learn from it and a lot that I can take from it and move on into the rest of the year, especially heading into AGP in about a month's time.
You showed some speed early on in practice. Come qualifying, not quite there, but does the car feel comfortable to you?
Yeah, definitely getting more and more used to the car. We struggled a little bit on Saturday in qualifying. At the start of the race, we had some pretty consistent good pace, and we thought we were going to move up relatively well throughout the pit stops and later on in the race. But clearly, I had other ideas. But yeah, coming out of Saturday, we worked on the car overnight and made a few changes in qualifying for Sunday's qualifying. And we ended up P16, and unfortunately we got a little bit of traffic on our lap. So it was a little bit frustrating, but hey, it was at least good to know that, yes, we're 16th, but we could be a little bit further up than sitting there at 16th, scratching our heads going, what do we do from here on?
In a teammate such as James Courtney, who's raced both internationally and nationally, of course, for quite some time, it must be good to have somebody of his great experience beside you.
Yeah, definitely. JC's obviously got a lot of experience, not only in supercars, but racing in lots of other categories from around the world. But, you know, most importantly, he's just been around a long time, seen a lot of things, and probably gone through a lot of the same scenarios that I've gone through and probably going to go through in the years to come. So to have him there and to learn off, especially coming out of last year for him being at Tickford, you know, and they had a relatively strong end to the year, is very beneficial for not only to myself to get comfortable with the car and acclimatise to how the new cars are supposed to be driven, but also for the team. You know, obviously Blanchard Racing Team is a relatively fresh team to supercars, but obviously expanding to two cars is quite a big task. So for them to bring on JC, who, like I said, came out of a relatively successful end to last year, is very, very beneficial for them so that we can get the ball rolling as fast as we can.
You had a couple of times when you tickled the wall going around, and not that you would have been listening or even heard in postscript, but both Scafie and Crompton talked about how the illustrious list of people who've had similar tail end wallops of the wall around there. I most memorably, Larry Perkins was one who put it into the wall there. But was you getting on the marbles there, and was that taking you out?
Yeah, the first time it was a little bit of the marbles and just slightly ran wide. And, you know, once you're kind of halfway through a race, there's a fair few marbles and you come, you know, 20 mil off the line and you hit those and you quickly find yourself on the white line. And if you touch that, then you're for sure going to hit the wall. So that's what caught me out the first time. The second time, the car was a little bit wounded. and was a little bit unpredictable just from it not being quite right and quite the same as what it should be that it was at the start of the race, and just slightly caught me off guard. You know, I was a little bit out of rhythm, trying to look after the thing, and I probably overdid and overthought the process of trying to look after the car, which caught me out and just put me out of sync. And yeah, just made a slight lapse of concentration, which ultimately at a place like that bites you pretty hard.
Well, it's obviously part of your learning curve for the year. We've last year, of course, was doing Matt Payne, Cameron Hill and Declan Fraser. And of course, not that we're expecting you to, but there's obviously potentially great things ahead for you, because you've done enormous things in Porsches over the years, and to be expected that you'll do similar things in your time to come and ahead. So let's just look back at the weekend. Can you give us one thing that you really learnt from the weekend, the one thing that you sort of walk away from going, wow, that was terrific?
I guess probably the happiest part of the weekend was, one, the crew worked very, very well together. You know, expanding to two cars is, there's a lot more than what the naked eye sees, you know, from little things from, you know, there's extra walling that goes in the garage, there's double the amount of tools and equipment that the team needs. So for us to roll into the weekend, and for other teams and people involved in the category and the sport to come up to Tim, JB, Kate, whoever it was, and to say the cars look fantastic, the garage looks awesome, it is really cool. You know, they've been putting a huge amount of time and effort into making sure that when we roll up to the track for the first round, we're ready to go. There's no questions hanging over everyone's head as to, you know, are the cars going to hold up or anything like that. So that was a big plus. And then probably on Sunday, you know, even though we qualified 16th, which is probably not a great result, but it's definitely not a bad one, I don't think. And we knew there was more potential in that, very easy. So that was a big plus, I think. And then probably the thing I could have taken out of the weekend the most was, yes, the speed is there. And, you know, probably prior to the weekend, I was questioning, you know, is the car going to be fast enough? Am I going to be fast enough? So to come out of the weekend, go, okay, so the pace is there or thereabouts. So, you know, we can obviously continue to work on that. So I think for me now, it's just working on, you know, being a bit more consistent, being a bit calmer, and not having to think about working as hard to get the outright speed of it, and just taking it as it comes is probably the most important thing, is that's probably what led to the mistakes, is probably thinking about, you know, am I driving fast enough? Am I looking after the tyres enough? And, you know, there's a lot to manage in a supercar race now. So to get the first one under the belt and, you know, think that, okay, this is the direction I need to lead into to start trying to get a rhythm into the races going forward is definitely the biggest thing.
Aaron, congratulations on one down and 11 to go. I look forward to catching up with you personally at the Grand Prix and talking with yourself. And the great thing for you is being in on the ground floor, the formation of this two-car Blanchard Racing team. And that's a fantastic thing for you, and a real accolade. It's something you should really enjoy, because there is something great in being there from the start.
Yeah, you know, coming out of last year, you know, there's no secret that the team went through a bit of a tough time in terms of having people being involved with the team. So yeah, I've probably been around almost one of the longest in the team, which is a bit weird to say, but yeah, to see everything coming together and everyone working so well is definitely really cool to see, and it's going to be a fun adventure keeping on moving forward.
All right, well, enjoy the lead up to the Grand Prix, and I look forward to catching you on the ground. We wish you all the very best, Aaron, because you're a ripper young bloke and have done some fantastic things in the past, and I'm sure they're well ahead of you now.
Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate the call, and yeah, I'll see you at the Grand Prix.
Indeed. Thank you for joining us, Aaron Love, on Inside Supercars.
Cheers, mate.
We're talking with Jackson Evans, who just one of those blistering moments for a weekend. Welcome to Inside Supercars, Jackson. It's terrific to have you on the show.
Yeah, cheers. Look, thanks for having me a lot. You know, really happy to have a chat with you guys.
You're part of a group, an elite group that comes into our category every so often. We get a bunch of rookies who come in, and I actually would like you to talk about what you've faced before. Two of your competitors in this year's series are Ryan Wood and Aaron Love. Now, they are rookies in the true sense of the word. While Aaron's done and Ryan have both done Super 2 in Australia, you, sir, are stepping in. You've only done a couple of thousand K races. But tell us about your background in motorsport. Another New Zealander who's come to our shores.
Yeah, look, I think my career started off the pretty conventional way, and that was through karting, you know, back in the day when I was 12 years old. And from there, it was sort of, you know, just a hobby. And, you know, we had some close family friends and obviously a lot of family involved in motorsport on my mother's side and in the Leicesters. So, you know, it was a passion from a young age. And through a close contact with Andy McRae, I actually had the opportunity to step straight out of a go-kart into a Porsche. And, I mean, that sort of set us on the pathway of, you know, trying to aim for something bigger and better overseas and, you know, climbing that Porsche pyramid. So, did a couple of years of Sprint Challenge with the Macro Racing team before, again, 2 years of Carrera Cup here in Australia, where in 2018 we went on to take the title and, you know, earned my spot to go to the Porsche Junior Shootout. And, you know, it was a great experience in its own mind, in its own right. And, you know, competing against 11 of the best one-make series drivers in Paul Ricard, France, was an exciting opportunity. And, you know, it was even more exciting to get that phone call a couple of weeks later from the factory, from Porsche Germany, letting me know that I had been selected as a Porsche Junior for 2019, which, you know, obviously came with the big move to Stuttgart. So that's, you know, the start of my overseas career and, you know, raced around the world, part of the Porsche Mobil 1 Super Cup. And as well as that, I did some double programs at Carrera Cup Germany and also Carrera Cup France. And, you know, I grabbed my second championship title in the One Make Series in France in 2020, and you know, gave it a pretty good nudge in 2021, running second in the Porsche Mobil 1 Super Cup. You know, in parallel to this, I was racing in the FIA World Endurance Championship, bought the Porsche 911 RSR, which was, you know, an amazing experience to be part of a world championship, teaming up with really close friend and fellow Aussie Matty Campbell. Was an awesome time. And, you know, more recently just moved to Porsche's customer racing driver role for the last 2 years, where I've been based out of London and, again, racing all over Europe and the world. So, you know, it's a pretty different pathway, I guess you could say. And, you know, along those last couple of years, like you said, had the opportunity to do the Supercars Enduros with SCT and Jack Smith. And, you know, now essentially being promoted to the main game driver is a brand new challenge and a very exciting challenge in that. And, you know, even though I've just listed a bunch of overseas racing and experience, I certainly do feel like a rookie when it comes to this style of racing and this style of car. You know, the guys are really strong and know what they're about, know what they're doing. So, you know, I may not be a rookie in racing terms, but I certainly feel like a rookie in the Supercars paddock.
Indeed. Yeah, well, you certainly have the pedigree there. Just let's clear up. There is another Evans who races internationally, Mitch, and you're not related to him?
No, correct. No relation to Mitch.
Whose father actually was a world land speed record holder in New Zealand back some years ago.
Yeah, correct. I've often been asked the same question. Is there any relation to Mitch or Owen? But no, certainly no relation there. So it's funny that we were both over the other side of the world with the same last name.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, with a fair amount of degree of a similar sort of talent to on show. So, you know, there's no disgrace in having the Evans name on board.
No, certainly not.
You were a very last-minute call-up to the series. I'm not going to ask you the specific dates, but you joined Brad Jones Racing, and it was a bit of a surprise. Not that you were coming, because you'd obviously been here before, but a bit of a surprise that Jack was stepping back. You obviously have a strong relationship with Jack and his brother Tom and also father.
Yeah, look, I've been obviously close with Jack for a little while now, and it probably stems back to even when we were go-karting. I remember we were in the same team at certain points of our karting careers. So, you know, there's always been that friendship, but, you know, more recently sharing the car with him and, you know, getting to know him on a bit more of a personal level has been quite good. And to be perfectly honest, when they told me that he was going to take the step back, I was, first of all, shocked, you know, and then obviously excited that I had been taken into consideration to fill that seat. But, you know, he's had a change of heart and he's gone off to do something different, which I think takes a pretty big person to take the step back and say, hey, I've had enough of this for now. And, you know, hopefully I can impress the team and do a good job for the SCT and the Smith family.
Now, you'd be one of those drivers who'd be quite rapt the fact the opening round for the 24 season was at Bathurst, because you'd come straight from there, sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was always nice to have some miles on the track before you race at it, especially in a brand new category at the start of a brand new season. So, you know, doing a 12-hour the weekend before was certainly beneficial, just to get some miles under the belt and in changeable weather conditions as well. So yeah, look, it's certainly no easy track, but any miles is good miles. So I felt like it was of some benefit.
Now, you showed glimpses at time, both in qualifying and also although the Brad Jones quad of cars, the four of them, didn't show the ultimate speed you had in recent times through the end of last year. Were there any particular problems that highlighted in those four cars?
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously it wasn't a performance that we were, or a showing of the performance that we were all after. And, you know, we go about it and, you know, trying to rectify those problems and do a deeper dive into it now that the weekend's finished on where we can improve and why we were missing some performance. So, you know, there was no one thing that stood out. We were all pretty similar across the four cars. And I think that was evident because we were all, you know, not where we wanted to be. So, you know, things to work on. I think it's pretty early on in the season and we'll get to the bottom of it as soon as we can. And, you know, hopefully that's the last time we're that far down the back.
Rachel Cherry, the PR for Brad Jones Racing, has told me that you're off to New Zealand to promote the event at Taupo. That must be pretty exciting in itself for you.
Yeah, look, it's really exciting, to be honest, because I haven't actually been back to New Zealand, you know, the country that I was born in since, well, probably for the last 5 years. So it's been a long time coming and it's nice to be able to go there for the reason of, you know, a promotional of the event that we'll be, you know, featuring later on in the year. So, you know, really looking forward to going to New Zealand. I love the country. It's certainly my most favourite place in the world. And you know, I think it'd be great to promote the event as much as we can.
I too love the country. I enjoyed going back for New Zealand Grand Prix to make its debut at Queenstown last month, or this month, whenever it was. I enjoyed enormously watching Liam Skeets and Callum Hedge and a bunch of other great young New Zealand drivers all showing their wares. So obviously hearing that you haven't been there for a while, it's somewhere I love to go as well. And I'll make sure that I'm there on the banks of the Taupo Lake, because extraordinary place that it is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world and obviously a beautiful part of New Zealand. So it would be awesome to have all the support that we can get there, and hopefully the event is a success.
Tell me, whereabouts in New Zealand are you from?
I was actually born in Levin, so just out of Palmerston North in the North Island. Again, not too far from Taupo.
Indeed. Chris Pither, John Faulkner country.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that Chris is from there, so I remember we were catching up about that when I first was introduced to Chris.
John Faulkner, a long-time Palmerston North man. We I've got in the habit of trying to crystallise the rookie drivers in the one thing that you learnt from Bathurst as a rookie in the main game that you could talk about and maybe summarise what your feelings was, the thing you learnt from that weekend.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing I learnt is that, you know, this isn't easy. And I know that probably sounds very cliche, but I certainly didn't underestimate how hard it was going to be. But I think, you know, once you're actually there and you're part of it and you can see how quickly things may not be working out the way you want them to, you know, it's a constant work in progress. So you're continually trying to learn, trying to improve. And, you know, I'm sure even the guys that were towards the pointy end of the field at Bathurst are also still trying to improve, because I think on any given weekend, you don't always roll out with a fast car, and you've got to be able to adapt and work hard and, you know, change your driving styles and things like that to get the most out of your package and, you know, hopefully be fighting for podiums and, you know, some solid results.
In your time in racing Porsches, you would have been collaboratively working with other drivers and engineers trying to improve the cars. But, you know, because of Brad being the only four-car team there, does that play a part in your weekend? You know, because you have three other drivers and three other engineers along with your own to talk about it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it just opens the book of, you know, trying different setups and going down different avenues on how to extract performance out of these cars. You know, we're obviously all in the Camaro and, you know, I have three solid teammates that have a lot of experience. So, you know, I think being in a four-car team is certainly no disadvantage. It probably gives us the advantage of being able to try, you know, more across the practice sessions that we get or even across the races. And, you know, having four different brains giving feedback from the driver's seat and then obviously four engineers is, I think, a really strong thing.
Well, thank you for joining us, Jackson Evans. Great to see you. We look forward to seeing you on the streets of Albert Park. And we're joined by another of our rookies of the year, that being Ryan Wood, who made himself well and truly known in Bathurst last weekend. Ryan, well done on both days. Not quite the result you wanted, but by crikey, you let him know you were there.
Yeah, obviously, really happy to get our first round under our belt. Obviously, the races didn't really fall our way both days, getting caught up on lap one, turn one accidents, kind of out of our control, you know. But at the end of the day, we qualified well both days and we've got some great speed, and Chaz showed that in the races as well. So, yeah, pretty excited, to be honest.
And I imagine the excitement only builds because I don't think you would ever have raced at the Grand Prix before, certainly in Australia.
Yeah, no, the Grand Prix will be the first time I've ever been to that circuit. Obviously, I live in Albert Park, so only down the road. But, yeah, it's going to be special to turn some laps there with a lot of people around, so it's pretty exciting.
Let's go back over last weekend, because you had the absolute ultimate disappointment, because you did nothing wrong on the Saturday in qualifying, and there it was, you were in the 10 at 1 minute, and next minute you're gone. Just a simple, you know, technicality that you were taken out of the 10 then.
Yeah, obviously, bit of a weird one, to be honest, because two other cars didn't get their laps deleted, but mine got deleted. So, yeah, I think there was some rule that I was too, like, they went a tenth slower and I only went half a tenth slower in that sector. So it was a bit of a weird one, but, hey, look, rules are rules. And, yeah, at the end of the day, we showed that we should have been in the 10 for our first ever go at Bathurst as well. It was pretty special, to be honest.
Indeed it was. And, look, you know, one of the great things has been the way in which Walkinshaw and Andretti United have taken you in and said, right, this kid's worth being here. And from the time that you first jumped in one of their cars and showed that, you know, you have a real reason to be in that pack, it's been terrific the way they've supported you.
Yeah, no, obviously the team have been amazing, you know, and I feel like we've really made a step as a team from last year. Like, you know, Chaz this weekend showed that he's the guy, one of the guys to beat, you know, and it's pretty exciting when you can say that, you know, you're teaming up with probably one of the best guys on the grid this year and, you know, to learn off him and really make the most of that relationship is really exciting. And, yeah, obviously the team have been great and, yeah, there was a few times on the weekend that were pretty special, to be honest. Like coming in from that qualifying session and seeing the reaction was pretty amazing. And obviously for that to be taken away wasn't the most nice thing in the world. But, hey, look, at the end of the day, it showed them that we've got two fast cars and two fast drivers, which is cool.
You've got a relatively short racing history, and I'm not trying to belittle you in any way, shape or form, because you know, fast-tracked yourself, so to speak. But I imagine that one of the things that you're going to enjoy about the Grand Prix is there's no pit stops involved in it. It's just outright racing.
Yeah, obviously that's going to be actually a bit of a downside, to be honest, because my first time I'm ever going to do pit stops is at Taupo because I didn't get to do any on the weekend. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a hindrance, to be honest. That's probably the main thing that I'm gutted about over the weekend. I didn't get the 80 laps I should have done under my belt and run through all those sequences. So that's a bit of a shame. But at the end of the day, you know, there was still a lot that I learned and a lot we can take away from the weekend.
Bruce Stewart was good enough a month or so ago to take me through the new facility you've got there. And obviously it's something that you've grown to know over the last 6 or 8 months because you worked at the factory, so to speak, for a period of time. You must be very pleased to be part of a team that, you know, has got this whole new facility. They've got such an incredibly rich history. And while you're learning, the pit stop procedure, I imagine that you're going to get plenty of chances to have a practice before getting to Taupo.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's a pretty amazing facility we have down in at Walkinshaw, you know, down in Dandenong or wherever it is. It's pretty cool there, and you know, the team is all in house now, and that's pretty cool to, you know, every time I walk in there I can see all the boys and girls and not have it all spread out all over the show. So that's really cool, and it's just it's amazing to see the amount of work and effort that goes into running a team to such a high caliber. And you know, I'm just looking forward to keep building on that. And yeah, like you said, there's plenty of time for some pit stop practice in between.
One of the things, of course, that you did get a chance to do, maybe not the pit stops as such, but being around the team, I mean, you've obviously been working at the factory and doing a job while you're running and racing in the development series, Dunlop series. Getting to know all the people is a very important part of racing nowadays. Do you feel totally comfortable with the guys that you who are around you?
Yeah, 100%. You know, to be there during Super 2 has made the transition a lot easier. You know, I think without that, it probably wouldn't have made the transition as easy as it has been. And I think what also helps is me, sort of working there. I wouldn't call it working by any means compared to those boys and girls that, you know, they worked blimmin' hard to keep this team running. And I wouldn't say I was working compared to them, but I was there and trying to give my best hand. And, you know, I think that helped as well because it shows that, you know, I was trying my best to lend a hand any way I could. So, yeah, I think that helps a wee bit too. But, you know, leading into AGP, I think we're going to be really at a gelling point, and that should be amazing.
We have one question which usually ends our rookie reviews, and obviously we'll be able to do it with you in person at Albert Park. We like to know, what was the one thing that you take away from your debut in the main game at the Bathurst? It was the 500 this time, not the 1,000. But what is the thing you take away saying, I learnt that? This is something, one particular thing I got out from that weekend.
Probably the intensity, not only in the races but in qualifying. Everyone rolls out and they're on it straight away. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, is the intensity. But, yeah, I think no doubt that was probably the biggest thing that not caught me off guard, but just, you know, opened my eyes a bit more.
Well, given the fact that you very closely, you know, on both days, on the Saturday and Sunday in qualifying, were nearly in that 10, it's an intensity, obviously, that you thrive in, because you certainly showed that you're not backing away from it.
No, thanks, Tony. Yeah, obviously, you know, the intensity for me is really exciting and it's a new factor, you know. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting to the AGP. I'm actually driving around the track as we speak because I'm going to paddle tennis. But, it's quite funny. It's all set up just about here now. And, I'm just really excited to get here and hopefully put on a show.
Well, I'm sure you will, and I'm sure, as they say in the classics, you'll let them know you're there. Ryan Wood, thank you so much again for joining us on Inside Supercars. We look forward to seeing you on track, in person, and putting your mark on another great race for Walkinshaw and Andretti United. Ryan Wood, thank you.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media, or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of Black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs, and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.